This is an Embangium podcast.
That was new.
That was weird, right?
That's fantastic.
That was the weirdest. It sounded so weird.
I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to another episode of
the Embangium podcast.
Wow, we didn't even have to
coordinate. Or,
yeah. We just needed that countdown in the beginning, though.
I'm Darian.
Yeah. I'm Daryl.
And I'm Brian. Good job that we've actually introduced ourselves now.
Yeah.
And the reason for our podcast is because
things happen and we like to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. On the internets and whatnot.
What's the most recent thing that's happened?
Fidget spinners? Yeah.
I don't want to hear about fidget spinners.
Why not?
I want to buy one.
Yeah, me too.
Where can I get one and how much does it cost?
$2 from Amazon.
Really?
I feel like my mic is actually pretty loud.
Yeah, I think yours is. How about mine?
It's okay. We can fix it in post.
Okay, we'll fix it in post.
Fine.
So, yeah. It has been a month since our last confession.
Has it?
It has been, yeah. A whole month since our last
28 days ago.
Yeah, 28 days.
29 days ago.
It's 28 days later.
28 days. Oh, there we go.
The infection podcast.
Yeah, we have done.
People are sick.
We are. I am still myself. Yeah. But the real crazy thing is, though, a lot of puking has happened.
Yes, there were plenty of stories of puking.
A lot of vomit and vomit induced.
And how did
alcohol induced vomit?
How was that state achieved?
Because of your wedding.
Oh,
yeah, all the way in Mexico.
So Mexico,
yes,
is the X and H because of the Mayans, or is Mexico, is that the Spanish way of saying
X?
I think that's the Spanish way of saying X.
The Spanish,
really? Yeah, because Xavier is Javier.
No, that's Javier.
No, Javier is X.
No, well, the J is an Javier. H in Spanish.
No, so is the X.
Yeah, but like
so.
So we went to a place called
Ixpuha.
The Hex Men?
The Hex Men?
No, they would then be the Hemen.
The Hemen.
No, they don't have that sound there.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah, we were in Mexico. We were in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yes, in Cancun.
So just south of Cancun.
Yes, and we were near the Mayan ruins of Chichen Itza.
And Tulum.
And Tulum.
How was Chichen Itza, Darian?
It was great.
Yeah. So it was hot.
Was it hot?
It was great, yeah.
Did you imagine heads rolling down the staircase?
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't imagine, like, human...
Sacrifice?
Humans rolling down the...
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it was for.
When we got back, Dad put on a...
Apocalyptico?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apocalyptico, yeah.
It's directed by Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that... anti-Semite and racist, but what can you do?
Hey, he was drunk too.
Yeah. When he said all those things.
Yeah, he was.
I think
that's extremely drunk.
I think that's the story.
It was all our first times,
and we learned
south of the states.
Learned a little bit of Spanish as well while we were there, right?
Gracias. Like us.
Dos cervezas, por favor. Yes. What else?
Uno más.
Oh, uno más. That's right. Yeah.
That's all. That's a saying that most people shouldn't know.
One more?
Yeah.
In Mexico?
In Mexico.
That's
dangerous.
In Spanish.
We stayed in an all-inclusive.
Yes. It was very, very inclusive.
Yeah. All of it was.
It was. I had dinner twice every night.
And breakfast.
and we had...
It's second breakfast.
We had breakfast and second breakfast every
Did you guys weigh yourselves before and after?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was 238, and when I got back, I was 249. I was almost up to 50 again.
Yeah, I was 180.
10 pounds.
When I left?
Yeah.
Came back 196.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was 220. I was 222, and then I came back 226.
I'm down to 186 again, so.
But I'm pretty sure it's because I just sweat everything.
I'm back to 238, so... It was just...
It's great.
It was... It doesn't help that I have a stomach.
It's humidity
flu as
well. Weight? It's humidity weight plus Darian's notion of being...
What?
Zero feet from...
Notion?
No, it's Adam. Adam what? Said it's gravity too.
It's real.
It's not real.
It's not
it's
real. Heavier. It's real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's not real.
No, but when imagine standing at the bottom of an ocean.
Okay. Yeah. And you're closer to the core.
No, I'm saying there's a bunch of water above you.
Okay. Yeah.
Versus if you were standing closer to the surface of the water.
But Darian, yeah. The weight of water and air is different.
Yeah.
So a thousand meters of air is different than.
Yeah, there's less oxygen weighing on top of you when you're higher up.
That's no, why. That there's more air below you. Why? Pushing you.
Pushing you up?
pulling you down to the core. No. The core misses you.
You're far away from the core.
It's pressure. Like.
It's air pressure?
Well, yeah, just don't let it get to you.
The air is pushing on you.
That's why there's high altitude training. That's what those Olympians do.
Because they're so fat up there?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter? Because they don't weigh anything up there? They're so high up there that
you
don't weigh anything anymore.
You do it to amass more red blood cells.
Oh, I see.
But you already go back to normal a week later.
Oh, that's why they should do it before they go to
No, what they
Rio.
Do How can is I? They do high altitude training to get the blood cells.
Yeah.
Then they extract that blood.
Uh-huh.
And then they inject that it later. Back. Yeah. So they have more red blood cells for competition.
Oh. So it's illegal. Cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating.
Yeah.
How is that cheating? It's your blood.
It is your blood, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's
it's
cheating.
It's manipulation of your own self.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to do it. You're adding something to yourself to make you.
Oh,
more powerful. So. More powerful. So is there any way I can get more red blood cells without being a bad person?
Yeah, you breathe.
You have more red blood cells than most people right now.
How dare you?
We have a lot of red blood cells.
I don't know about the amount, but at least the percentage to
how so?
Your blood.
Because we're higher elevation.
Yeah. We're at about 50% hematocrit.
What does that even mean? I think you're just making up words at this point.
She knows what it means.
Who said that? It's a disembodied voice.
We're
all disembodied voices.
Was it captured?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Is that an EVP?
No, it's EVP.
It's an EVP.
This place is haunted. We just saw a spider hang itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and your bathroom door closed on itself.
Oh, really?
By the way. No, yeah. The window wasn't open.
Yeah, no, that happens.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's typical.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's normal.
It's typical for this house, yeah.
Okay, well, for this house. God damn it.
When did that happen?
I mean, God...
That was today?
Today.
God, don't damn it.
Did God please bless it? That's
God bless it.
God bless it.
God bless it.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Sure thing, no. DJ Khaled.
What the hell?
Did you hear about that? DJ Khaled and his...
eating a spicy hot wing?
No.
He sucks at it?
No, his fiasco at the Virgin...
With Lupe?
Music festival or something like that.
Is it with Lupe?
I don't know if it's...
Fiasco?
Oh my God. No, it was not with Lupe Fiasco. No, sure? he apparently ended up getting in. How do you call this? His performance wasn't the best. Let's just put it that way. Cool. And then now he's
Ashley
blaming...
Simpson bad.
No, it's like people just wanted to boo him off the stage or something like that.
Because nobody likes DJ Khaled.
I watched a little bit of it, but I don't know what was happening. For some reason, the music kept cutting out. And whatever, and he was just talking in between. And then another song would come up, and it's just like he's saying that he's been sabotaged.
Weird.
By Virgin.
Another one.
Mobile.
Yeah, Virgin Mobile. Well, it's that's the
airlines.
Well, that's the company that owns it, Virgin. Virgin Airlines, Mobile, whatever you want to call it. Branson, Richard Branson, the
Bond villain,
yeah.
The IRL Bond villain. Well, the dude travels in a plane like 90% of the time. He's just in the air.
He probably has a lot of red blood cells, right?
That's why they're gonna grow so old.
No, well, he doesn't have it because the cabin's pressurized.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Get it?
Oh,
the pressure is different up there. The pressure is
so he weighs here. He weighs nothing up there.
Well, technically, you still weigh the same.
Yeah, if you were
no,
because you're pressurized.
Yeah.
To the pressure on the ground.
So,
or at least what a human being can be alive in.
Well, the math is too strong for me.
No. No, but we had really a lot of fun flying, though. Emma and Zoe's first time flying in in an airplane.
With the Wright brothers?
No, no. Inside a 737. And all you hear is Emma going, "Woo! I've never been this high before." Yeah, everyone in the airplane was, they were loved just her. Laughing. Oh yeah, they love the kids. But the, and only one freak out was when we left Cancun to and land in Houston was Zoe. And she just did not want to go back into her seat. So cried the whole time.
That sucks.
It was not good. But it was a pretty fun trip.
On our way back, there was a guy sitting behind us, and all we heard him go. Just, he must have been watching a sitcom. He was just laughing like every 30 seconds.
I was watching.
Did you find out what show it was?
No, I'm not gonna. I was just being mildly inconvenienced by it.
I was watching Ocean's 13, and there was a couple of jokes, and I went. I didn't want. It was like people thought I was dying or something. I didn't want to laugh out loud.
It's okay.
I laughed in silence.
It's okay. Ellie had the best one. She was watching a show called Black Mirror, which is like rated R.
Yeah.
And it was very sexual.
Was it the the performing one? Or
yeah, is that the one where the guy bikes to get credits? Yeah, it was that one.
Oh, okay.
Ellie was like watching a million merits or whatever.
16 million something like that. Anyway, yeah, anyway, this the concept of that episode was everything is you pay for everything,
yeah,
and what you do, yeah, what you do like is how you get your credits.
Like you'll spend for toothpaste.
Yeah.
Okay.
For however much toothpaste you use.
Yeah.
And then
there are ads.
There are ads, and you can skip
like
them
your,
for like
your room is screens, yeah, TV screens,
and you have to watch them.
Or you spend points to skip them.
So it'll know when you cover your eyes.
Yeah, it knows when you close your eyes. So it'll stop the ad and say, open eyes.
Yeah, and let's just say all the ads in that show are very sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And Ellie is sitting in the walkway seat.
Yeah.
And I saw her a few times just like trying to like slide it away from other people from seeing it. I'm just like oh my gosh.
I was watching The Hangover on mine.
That's not too bad. There's three.
The third one, Hangover 3.
And okay, that one's bad.
Yeah, it was
there's
pretty funny.
One?
There's three of them.
Yeah, the third one is
Hangover 2. So no, Hangover 2, not
it's only
the third
two,
one.
Right?
Hangover 2 is
there's
the
three
one in Thailand.
Them.
Thailand, yeah.
Number 2 is on Thailand. And then number 3 wraps everything. I said Thailand. Number 3 wraps everything up.
Huh.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's when
from number 1.
Who's getting married in the third one?
Bradley Cooper? No. Everything just, I think, wraps up because everything.
Because of Chang? I mean,
yeah.
Ken Jeong's character?
Ken Jeong's character, yeah.
Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken. Did you know that he had his own sitcom?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I knew he also has a PhD.
Yeah, I know. That's old news, man.
MD does. Yeah. What's the difference
of
MD?
He's a GP.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's a GP.
He still
no,
is,
he's
actually.
Not. He's a general
no,
practitioner, yes.
No, his PhD is in psychology.
No, he's a... He went to med school.
He's a practicing
doctor. And in his AMA, he's, like, also giving advice
about
students
I don't
going
believe
into
you.
Med school. And he's like...
What did he say?
I don't believe it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
He's like,
you need to
study
coke.
Forever.
You need to...
Wait, what's the difference between MD and
PhD?
It's a philosophical doctor. Yeah.
And
doctor.
MD
doctor
is medical doctor.
Doctor of philosophy, yeah.
And MD is medical doctor?
Medical doctor. And that's, yeah.
And he's a general
he's
practitioner.
A general.
At least he was a doctor that became a comedian. Could be like James Cameron where he was a truck driver that became
a director.
Or the most...
Avatar 2.
Or you could have been...
Avatar 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because what has he done? What's he done after Avatar? Nothing,
Is it going to be super unobtainium when they try
super unobtainium.
What movie are they going to copy? What movie trope are they going to copy this time?
Star Wars, obviously. A New Hope.
Going to space.
Yeah. Well, they already are
in space. That's all he's been up to the past 10 years, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Was trying to...
Avatar 2, 3, and 4, and 5.
I was going to say...
He's doing all of those? Holy crap.
Yeah. Between 2018 and 2023 or whatever.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all gonna gross a gross amount of money.
Yeah, like, 20. It's been 9 years, I think. Right,
something like that. And then he was like, "Wow, Fast and the Furious is doing
really yeah, maybe I should do.
Maybe I should do
sequels. So you know where the money is? Movies. It's sequels.
You know where then the again, money is? China.
That's true.
I mean, he has $3 billion movies, right?
Yeah, he does. Titanic.
So does he have $3 billion then?
No. He grossed $3 billion, yeah. Probably.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yikes.
Is it just two movies?
I think it's
three. Two. Titanic, Avatar, Jaws. No, it's Jaws.
No. He probably made like $100,000 off of that thing or something.
He didn't do Jaws. Yeah. Steven Spielberg did Jaws.
That's right.
Is it Steven Spielberg?
Spielberg.
Yeah.
James Cameron did an Alien.
Aliens.
He did the Aliens. Alien 3.
Aliens. No, 2.
No.
Alien.
Alien 3.
No, 2.
No.
Alien is Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Aliens is James Cameron.
And Aliens 3
Alien 3 Resurrection is...
I can't remember his name.
The dude that does that did
Finch.
Gone Girl.
Finch.
David Finch. David Fincher. David Fincher.
Fincher.
It's a bird.
Yes, that's right.
No, that's number 2.
That's number 3.
David Fincher's the last one, Daryl. David
what?
Fincher's the last
what about,
one.
What about Aliens 4?
Yeah.
Aliens 4, that's by who?
I have no idea. James Wan.
See, you said 3. Aliens, it's Alien 3.
I said Aliens is James Cameron, which
and
was
then,
the second
and
movie.
Then Alien 3
is Fincher.
It's David Fincher.
Alien 3. Yes, it is David Fincher.
Yeah.
But then you said Resurrection. Alien
I never
said
Resurrection.
I said Resurrection.
Oh, Alien 3 is not Resurrection.
That was Alien.
It's Alien Resurrection, which is
the fourth.
Jean-Pierre Genet,
known for
Amelie.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Have you watched that?
I don't see anything else.
You know what we watched yesterday? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
The new one.
No, we didn't watch that. The old one. Before that, we watched The Master Swordsman, which is actually pretty fun. I fell asleep to it, but Rollo liked it a lot.
We watched The Last Knight.
Oh, really?
Was that good?
As Adam says, we did our part in Pride Month and watched Transformers.
Oh,
such a funny joke. Man.
Such a bad joke.
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad.
It was better than the fourth movie.
Really?
Yeah. So in the fourth movie, you've watched it, right?
Yeah, I have.
In the fourth movie, you can agree that the writing, not just like the plot, but the writing in that movie was absolute garbage. He literally says at one point, "My face is my warrant," and then he just like guns go firing and everything like that. It's a terrible movie.
It's just a bad movie in general.
Number 5, it's so much better than the other one.
Because
Anthony Hopkins,
he
does a bang up job.
Well, they're ending that whole.
Yeah, it's the last now.
It's the last
Marky Mark.
It's the last Marky Mark.
And last
James Bay.
James Bay. Michael Bay.
Michael.
Not James Wan.
Not James Cameron.
Not James Cameron. It's James, Mike, and Steve, okay? You can't mix all of them.
Yeah, sorry.
Michael Bay.
And don't forget Dave.
Michael Bay was born February 17.
Oh. Well, there you go.
There you go. You're...
And Hans Zimmer, right?
No.
What?
Oh. JGL.
Oh,
Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jordan.
Jason Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways.
but yeah, no, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Wait, is that the last?
It's the last James, Michael Michael.
It's the last Michael Bay.
James Cameron, Michael Bay, and Marky Mark, Marky Bay.
So who's next,
taking up the mantle?
Did they?
Who knows?
Hint?
Might be Justin Lin.
Maybe.
I don't know. No wait, Jeremy Lin.
Justin Lin. Jeremy Lin is Linsanity.
Two trans, two formers.
Yeah.
Transformers Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, yes. it's going to focus on the samurai Transformer, the one voiced by Ken Watanabe or whatever.
Yeah. You can barely understand him because they've not only roboticized his voice, but
they made him talk as Japanese as possible.
Yeah.
And he's just
like, what did he say?
And he's an Audi at one point, then he's a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, 4 was crap.
Yeah. Well, either way, that's but the Transformers.
The chick that's in it.
They had dinosaurs.
The chick that's in it.
Nicola Peltz.
She's at least legal.
Katara.
She looks like.
At least she's like not. At least she's not 17 years old.
She played Katara.
That's 14.
Did she really play Katara? In M. Night
Shyamalan's The Last Airbender.
She looks like a mix of Megan Fox and Emily Blunt.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, Michael Bay was like, I miss Megan Fox, but I can't hire her again because she hates me. So we're going to get this chick that looks exactly like her.
Oh.
Except she's British.
But she. And
no, you mean there's a new girl.
Yeah, I don't know who.
The daughter I was talking about.
Oh, no, the daughter's Mark not in it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I see.
Mark's daughter is Katara from The Last Airbender by Shyamalan.
What? Hold on. Doesn't he have a daughter in the fourth one?
Yeah.
And she's the blonde one in that one. They changed her up? They changed the actor up?
No, there's a new character. So the daughter is no longer part of the story. Is that right?
Oh, I see.
Her name is Laura Haddock. Oh. Meredith Quill. Oh, she plays. She plays.
Peter Quill's
mom
in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mama.
Okay.
Volume 1.
I see.
And yeah.
Well, so
that sounds good.
It's going to gross a lot of money because it's got China money.
Nice.
It's of course.
Did they go to China this time again?
No, there are scenes in China. No, there are scenes in China.
Okay, there cool. you go.
They went to China, Shanghai.
Speaking of China, have you guys seen Francis's Snap Stories?
No, I have
not. Or Insta Stories?
Not yet.
I have not.
A lot of the architecture, it just reminds me of like Young and Dangerous.
Of course.
Like the residential apartments.
Right. Did we already talk about that? Old and
old and safe
or old and cautious.
Old and cautious.
I'm still waiting for that thing to come out. I don't know when it's coming out.
Young and Dangerous 9?
Yeah. Well, they're no longer young.
So
they're very old.
Is his name Fried Chicken?
Original recipe.
13 spices.
It's chicken. Speaking of the Japanese thing with Ken Watanabe and all that stuff.
Yeah. You want to learn how to talk like him?
Well, speak Japanese at least.
Yeah, I know how to do that. Yeah. I watch enough anime.
Yeah, a brand. Do no, you don't. Though? Do you know how to speak to Japanese?
What was the last anime you watched?
The last anime I watched to completion is...
It has to be...
Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
How long ago? A year ago?
That's old.
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
When it came onto Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Incomplete.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 54 episodes on Netflix. Of the 65. Like, yeah, it's like 67 episodes.
Oh. It's so What's stupid. What's the point of doing that?
It's so
Why
dumb.
Why would they do that?
Because so they're dumb. Like, hey, we want you guys to pirate this because we don't have the entire
thing. Yeah, because because the rest of it is really ridiculous, and we don't want you to watch it.
Yeah,
but what are you watching this season?
New season or the one that just ended?
Any season, whatever you're watching right now and continuing.
Because the new season didn't start yet. So. No.
Oh, this. I guess it's the summer season right now.
Summer season is going to start next week, I think.
Oh, sweet. So it's spring season.
Spring season. You're watching just finished.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, and that's going on into summer season.
In a second season, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys watching Assassination Teacher?
No.
No.
Assassination Classroom?
That's what I meant.
There you go. Assassination Classroom.
I tried watching it. I couldn't.
I've not watched it.
It's called Ass Class, okay?
Yeah, it is. Ass Class.
It's Ass Class.
No, it is.
Oh my God. You're
on forums.
It's known as Ass Class.
It's Ass Class.
It is. It's 100%.
I was only joking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you go on any message board and it's known as Ass Class.
Terrible. That's terrible. Anyway, to help you guys learn to read and watch and listen and talk,
Duolingo.
They've got
yeah, Duolingo.
They're now teaching you basic
Japanese.
It'll teach you the alphabet.
The
kana.
The
chi-cha-cha-cha-cha.
The katakana and hiragana.
Hiragana.
Do they teach you some kanji?
They will teach you kanji. Which is also Chinese simplified characters.
That is correct. So I learned ichi.
Yeah.
Ni.
I know how to say hi.
And yon. I didn't learn yon.
San.
Oh, is that how it sounds?
Right? Because there's sa, ra, ri, ru, right? Ru. And then the
rarirurero.
Yeah, rarirurero. And then durarara. Durarara. Right? So it's sa.
So how do you pronounce Lelouch Vibritania?
Lelouch.
Lelouch
Vibritania. It's a
Rurushu.
Rurushu. You're Daruru.
B. Bulitania.
Bulitania.
Yes,
that's right. That's how it is. Yeah, no.
So we're taking this so that we can be better Japanese tourists, right?
Rurush is known
actually,
as
Actually, I can Japan 2020.
I think yeah, Japan 2020, in Japan 2020. I think I can navigate myself in Japan right now.
Are you going to be able to order a Harajuku?
Why would I want to order a Harajuku?
Wait, Ellie, what's that thing?
Excuse me, can I get a
Sumimasen? What's that thing you say you look like? What's that thing you said you look like?
Gyaru? Yeah. Oh, Gyaru.
When we came back from when we came back from Mexico, Ellie looked like a Gyaru girl.
A Gyaru. Oh, you mean the one? You mean the? What was that one? What was that? The one that we watched where it's just the it's like a Mean Girls anime, Daryl.
Oh, Peach Girl.
Peach Girl. The worst and greatest anime ever created.
Oh,
people, just worse. If you guys just want worse. To watch.
I watched that in completion.
Gets you frustrated with you being a man.
Not even you being a man, being a girl.
You being a man and a woman being a woman, you watch Peach Girl.
Oh my God.
Because you will be frustrated beyond belief after every episode, you're going to be like, I'm going to kill somebody.
And
why would they do that?
And don't look up Peach 100% because that's a different.
No, that's Ichigo 100%.
Ichigo. Which is Peach, right?
Strawberry.
No, strawberry. Oh, so I learned Ichi and I learned Go.
Yeah. So 1, 5.
15.
Yeah. Ichi go.
Oh, it's because she's 15.
It's 15.
What?
No, it's strawberry. No.
Yeah. Kurosaki.
Ichigo.
Kurosaki. Right?
2.
Oh, from
his
Bleach.
Yeah. He's Nigo. A Shinigami. See, I'm speaking Japanese.
He was 15 at the start of the series.
He was 15 years old.
And he looked like he was
25.
just like every... I asked Ellie, I'm like, can you name an anime that I can watch where it deals with people in their mid-30s? I want to watch that.
Yeah, I can.
Which one? What? No, they're still they're still students. And the main characters are still
Cowboy,
students.
Cowboy Bebop.
Steins Gate.
Steins Gate. There's one.
Yeah.
Another
yeah,
one.
But he's surrounded by people that are like 17.
No.
They're in their 20s.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a time paradox, so it doesn't matter anyway.
What's another one? There's a lot of them that are not. There's Terraformars.
The frick is that?
Oh man, you should watch that one. Terraformars. Have you seen that one, Ellie? No, it's really good. Yeah, it's pretty. It's for what? Seinen, Daryl?
Seinen.
Seinen.
Is that older guys
or the mature?
See, I'm speaking Japanese. So good.
You have to say yes to find something. You just need to know the thing, and then just remember doko.
Kuroku doko.
Kuroku doko.
Kuroku doko.
Kuroku. Kuroku. What's a watch? What's a clock?
Toke.
Toke wa.
Toke wa doko desu.
It's all based on the sounds, like the mamachi ring.
Toke.
The mamachi ring is the bike you ride.
Yeah,
the bike your mom rides.
Yes,
that's right. What? A mama cheering. Yeah, it's a bike.
So it's one of those with
a
basket.
It's the bicycle with the one gear. It's got a basket and tassels.
That's what they call it.
And yeah, it's called a mama cheering.
And a thing at the back.
I only know this because of
Yawa pedal.
Yawa,
Yawa pedal.
Yowie pedal, more like.
Yowie is owie.
Speaking of which, are you guys doing the Canada Day?
150
Otafest.
I don't think I can do it this
what
year.
What is happening?
Otafest.
What about Otafest? It's coming up.
It's the weekend of Canada Day.
It's next week.
Okay. Next weekend,
so. Yeah. So it's Thursday, Friday,
something
Saturday.
Special?
No, I'm just
no.
Asking
it's
if
just
going.
It's a lot Otafest. Of yeah.
For those Otafest. That don't know,
Otaku Fest, basically.
Otaku Fest is a festival where all the otakus... Otaku is a Japanese man that enjoys anime. That's what a true otaku is.
Yes.
No, not just enjoys it. Like, he lives it and he purchases it.
He's got his waifu.
Lifestyle.
He has his hologram at home that texts him and
what's
says,
the name of it?
Honey, when are you coming
home?
Gatebox. The gatebox is waiting for him to enter.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. And he has his waifu pillow.
His waifu. What's the husband one? And his waifu husbando. Mouse pad.
Husbando? Husbando pillow as well.
The waifu mouse pad where the boobs are the wrist.
Oh yeah,
the wrist
cushions. I want one of those for work. I don't know if I could.
Don't you have one?
I don't have one. No. Oh. Someone got one, but if I could get one for work, I'm for sure I'm gonna get reported.
If I had one, I don't know what my dad would think of.
Oh, it's Japanese.
No, there's custom. There's one where it's not just the boobs, or there's one. There's the, some of the boobs, and then
yeah, the other ones are the ones with the butt.
Butt, and I'm like, that's even worse.
No,
the
there's
boobs.
There's one with the bulge, and it's a male character.
Yes. And if people are actually wondering why we're talking about the bulge part too, it's because it's pride
it's equality.
And yeah, man. Pride Week, and you know what? I'm actually surprised
at all
in
the
Canada. In Canada, all of the Pride parades and whatnot are happening. No bad things happen. There's protests against it. They do it.
You know why?
It's done.
Because there's Canadians look at it and they're like, I'm sorry, but I don't think that's right.
And then
that's it. That's it.
And then
I'm gonna go chop down a tree.
Yeah,
right by moose.
Where can I go and get my maple syrup? I was like, "Where's my pet beaver at?" That's what he's looking for, right?
Exactly.
Like,
where's my Canucks jersey?
Yeah, exactly. Where's my Canadiens jersey?
Where's my Montreal Expos cap?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Kudos to Canada, man. Like we whole Pride Week, and there's no bad stuff going on.
You
so,
could say
amazing.
It's Kunados.
No,
I don't get it.
It's kudos to Canada.
Kunados.
Karnataka. I think he means this land right here.
No, it's the village.
The village. No, I think it means the village. No, don't be stupid. It's here. The land here is called Kanata.
Kanata.
Heritage
Minute. And from now on, we were called Canada because of some idiot who thought it was called the village. But yeah, no, I don't think I'm gonna go to Otafest.
No,
I want to.
What if they're showing the new Dragon Ball?
What? What do you mean?
Wasn't there like the Otafest shows like anime series, right?
Yeah, but it's different now.
It's different now?
I think it's a whole lot different.
Is it because it's in a convention center?
Yeah,
now?
It's actually a real convention now. Before, it was just a place where you can watch your anime in a really large screen.
Is that the
where
University
other nerds
of Calgary?
Could bang other nerds?
Yeah. No, that didn't even happen then. They banged their waifus, okay? They carry around their pillows. What can you do?
So they changed it? They're not to have little
no,
rooms
no,
to
I think
watch.
It's,
where,
no,
where
I don't know
it?
If there is that. I think there's
it's
a lot
at the
of
Telus Convention Center.
Telus Convention Center.
Yeah, it's huge. Well, they're gonna have a giant floor. There's gonna be speakers and all that stuff. It's just not the same as it was before, because before Otafest wasn't only just the vendors, but it was watching and screening anime that for that season that was obviously illegal during that time. And also,
and this was at the university.
Yeah, and there was also Japanese culture being taught there too. So
yeah, like the Taiko Japan.
Yeah,
Taiko
drummers and all of that other stuff. I think
tea ceremony.
Flower
arrangements.
Yeah. So
origami. Oh, man.
Yeah,
video games.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But I don't know. I haven't gone so far, but they're rapidly growing to be as big as the Comic Expo.
Costume play.
What, people don't know what cosplay means?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They know what
cosplay is a word now.
Now, people who listen to our podcast know what cosplay means.
All
right. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Answer through your silence. There
good.
You go.
All right.
That's great.
That's a yes.
But yeah, Darian told me about Dragon Ball Super.
Yes.
Yeah. And how that there's more to Super Saiyans than
I mean, it started with Battle of Gods, the movie.
Is that the one with the alien?
What's his name? A bunch of aliens.
Ra?
Beerus.
God of the Sun?
God of Destruction?
Beer. What? Oh.
I mean, his name comes from beer.
Yeah, that's because he's beer. Because
it's Toriyama.
Yeah.
Because it...
Kakarot.
Because of carrot.
Yeah.
Trunks. Bulma means panties.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is... Yeah.
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 Oh, and his... The dad's...
Oh, no. Bulma is...
Is bra.
Bloomer.
Oh, Bloomers.
Buruma.
Yes, which is the...
Bloomers.
Which is the... Yeah.
Underwear.
Underwear. Underwear.
Yeah.
And then their Trunks' daughter, sister.
Their daughter is bra.
Bra.
Yeah. And Goku means rice bowl?
Gohan means to
Gohan means to eat.
Gohan is food.
Is rice bowl. It's rice bowl.
Rice. It's just food. Yeah. Asa rice, Gohan food. Is breakfast.
Yeah, so funny. Okay,
so he's food.
So, okay, hold on.
And then Saiyan Man. What does Saiyan mean?
Goku.
No.
Goku just comes from Son Goku, because that's what he's based off of. Son Wukong.
And
from the journey to the east.
Yeah, and Vegeta is vegetables. And right.
Frieza, what's Gohan's
Frieza.
Gohan's wife's name?
Cooler.
What?
Gohan's wife.
Videl.
Which is devil backwards.
And I mean, her dad is the characters of devil.
And her dad is
the devil. Mr. Satan.
Mr. Satan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's Mr. Satan.
Yes.
Yeah, Hercule.
Hercule.
Why did they change it?
No, he's Mr. Satan, though. Remember?
Oh my God,
Mr. Satan.
But they also did have. They also had a heaven and hell.
They localized it, right?
Yeah,
and they had a heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all giving Mr. Satan their energy, right?
Yeah,
and they're all yelling Satan. Satan. In the fight against Cell, yeah,
it's true.
That's right, because Cell was beat by Mr. Satan.
Mr. Satan, yeah.
I don't remember.
No, he pretended.
To be the one to defeat it. Right. That's how he got popular.
Yeah. So Goku needed the energy, right?
So Mr. Satan
was the one who gathered it with his popularity. So they all chanted like Satan.
Yeah. Toriyama is so sick, right?
It's hilarious.
He's so sick. That guy, I swear to God. Okay, so.
The thing is, the manga ended.
Yeah.
In like 1980, whatever.
Right? Yeah, 89 or something. So, wasn't it?
Like, the whole everything already happened before we even knew it existed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
But the power levels.
So power levels. Well, so more importantly, I want to talk about the Saiyans because you taught me about
the Saiyan race.
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. So then you.
So
have...
there's regular fighting with power levels.
Yeah. Right? So you got like Yamcha, you've got
the humans.
You've got
the humans. Krillin.
Tien.
Krillin, yeah.
Kuririn.
Yeah. Who else?
You have
the midget. Chiaotzu.
Chiaotzu.
Yeah.
He's not a midget. He's a little boy.
Is it actually a boy? I thought it was a midget.
I think he was a boy.
So Krillin's the only midget.
Yeah.
Krillin's the midget.
No, Chiaotzu and Tien are sort of different, though.
Are they aliens?
They're like awakened or whatever.
They're awakened beings.
Yeah, he awakened his third eye.
Yeah, yeah. And Chiaotzu awakened a little boy inside
as a clown. Chiaotzu was a clown.
The little mime boy.
No, I think.
All right, so you got the regulars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Saiyans.
Then you got the aliens.
So
you have the Namekians, which is
Namekians.
Anyone from planet Piccolo. Namek. Piccolo and Dende.
Piccolo.
Oh, yeah, right. Piccolo.
Yeah.
Dende.
Beans.
Is it?
No, I have no idea.
Kami-sama.
Which is God.
Yeah. And then above God.
Oh, what about Maseroshi?
Maseroshi's human.
I thought he was above human.
No, he is above human.
You have Chi-Chi, Videl.
Chi-Chi, Videl, and all those people. Mr. Satan.
Yeah, I guess.
Mr. Satan.
So that's them. That's their level. And then there's the aliens.
Yeah.
And then, right? And then there's
Then there's all the
aliens who can actually harness their power.
Frieza's
and all that
minions.
Stuff.
Minions.
Captain Ginyu.
Yeah, the Ginyu Force.
The Ginyu Force!
What's that little tiny alien guy from Dragon Ball?
Which one?
Tiny alien guy?
Yeah, he's like the main villain of Dragon Ball.
Oh.
You're talking...
Oh, he's not an alien. He's You're is talking it just the deform radiation? About...
no. I forget his name.
I forget his name too.
It's with Mai and...
yeah. The dog.
What's it?
He actually appears in Super.
Yeah.
Okay. So where does Super, like...
I think he's supernatural. That little guy, he's supernatural.
Yeah. Is he just evil incarnate?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay.
But he's not...
He's human evil form.
But he's just...
Human evil. Because he's got a bunch of henchmen, right?
He has two henchmen.
Yeah, he has two.
I thought he had... Show and Mai, because they're Show Mai.
Yeah, Show and Mai.
Yeah. Show the dog and Mai.
So that's them. And then now there's the Saiyans. So...
No, well, there's androids.
Oh, yeah, the androids. Dr. Gero created them.
Who is also an android.
Android 20.
Yeah. Well, he put himself into an android.
Into Android 20.
Into Android 17?
No.
No.
No. Well, 17 and 18 probably put each other...
Krillin put himself inside. Yeah, yeah. Wait, that doesn't count, right?
They're technically cyborgs. They're technically 17 and 18 cyborgs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
I'm talking about Krillin having a kid.
You know their real names?
Dragon Ball GT, right?
What's their real names?
Lapis and Lazuli. 100% true.
Lapis and Lazuli.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, really? I remember.
Lapis is 17. Or okay. No. Lapis is 18, actually.
I remember
Lazuli is the girl. 17.
Lazuli is the boy. 17.
Okay. So then now we have the Saiyans.
And the Saiyans have their own, like, super levels.
Yeah, super levels. And then there's the gods, correct? The Kamis.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, Saiyans.
The Lord Kais.
King Kai.
Yeah, the Kais. But I mean, yeah.
Okay, all I want to talk about is the Saiyan levels. So last I left off, and I'm
there's Super Saiyan 1.
So there's Super Saiyan 1 where they're just turning.
There's Goku, and then there's the Kaiokan force.
This is his normal form.
Right?
And then what he's going to show you now.
Yeah. He has the Kaiokan, and it's then called now.
Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan 1.
And then there's a Saiyan who's ascended past a Super Saiyan. Or you could call it Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
I'm quoting Goku right now as he's speaking to Majin Buu.
Okay, and then?
And this is when you go even further beyond.
Not Super Saiyan level 3.
No, yeah, this is when you go further beyond.
Yeah,
and then you scream for 3 minutes. It is, like, 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then you become Super Saiyan 3.
You scream for 3 minutes?
No, yeah, it's the greatest scene ever.
That's what Goku says, or that's what it means?
No, yeah, he's...
So he turns
Super Saiyan... He says this is when you go even...
Even
he's
further.
Like, he's like already powering up further beyond.
And
he
goes, and the Majin Buu's just sitting there watching him.
Okay. And then everyone around the world can like feel it and just like.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Super Saiyan 3.
Level 3. He doesn't have eyebrows now.
He doesn't have
eyebrows. His hair from his eyebrows go into his hair.
Yes. Okay.
So that's why it's longer.
And then there's nothing else after that, because the one after that is that I'm thinking of is GT.
Which is Super Saiyan 4.
Which is where he gets his fur coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pants.
He returns to his...
and his black hair.
Returns to the Saiyan roots.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's GT. But so now you're telling me there's...
GT is not canon.
Retconned.
So, yes. It's been retconned. And you're telling me now that there's one after SSJ3.
It's not exactly SSJ3. Like after SSJ3,
it's the next level.
It's like branched off.
It's a brand new thing.
So can level. Goku do it or Goku can't?
Can do it.
Oh, okay.
But he needs the power of five other
Saiyans.
So then he's got Gohan, Goten, yep. Gohan, Trunks, Goten, and Trunks. Vegeta.
Vegeta, yeah, and the fifth is Pan.
Oh, right,
she's inside the belly of Vegeta. Yeah.
Pan means bread, by the way.
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
They gave them his powers, the righteous person.
Say ten.
Yeah, they gave it to him, and now he turns his hair into color blue, right?
What?
So now he's a Super Saiyan God.
Super Saiyan God. Now he is.
What color more is his lean. Hair?
His hair is pinkish, reddish, pink. Reddish pink. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's Super Saiyan God.
Super Saiyan God was pink.
It's like pinkish, pink red, pinkish red. Reddish pink.
Okay. And then
I'm Googling.
And then this here, so sorry. Super Saiyan God, his hair is his normal Goku hair, but it's pinkish.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, it's actually pink. You're right. Yeah. It's actually pink.
And his eyes are red.
Okay. Yeah. Then
now his hair is
That's like weird.
Reddish pink. Red?
It's very.
And it's his normal Goku hair.
And it's his normal Goku hair. It's
now,
his normal Goku.
Imagine this normal Goku, air quotes, normal Goku, goes Super Saiyan.
Oh, shoot. I typed
that
in
is
blue.
Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan form.
Super Saiyan God Super
which
Saiyan.
Which they end up calling Super Saiyan Blue because they're too lazy. Well, Goku and Vegeta are too lazy.
Really?
They're the only two who
really?
Can do
it's
it.
So lame. And there's no difference between this and Super Saiyan aside from the color.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no literally just blue.
No, but that makes sense, though.
Doesn't make sense.
You know what's going to happen is that it's going to be...
Look, Vegeta's blue now, too. Look at that.
Yeah, Super Saiyan blue.
I have a feeling that when they reach the final form, final level of that, it's going to be white. The hair's just going to be white.
White power? Really? Really?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what's going to happen. What do you think? Do you think there's going to be a higher level than Super Saiyan?
So wait, where can we watch this? Is this in a movie
this
only?
On Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll right now.
What's it called? Dragon Ball Super.
Dragon Ball Super.
Because the Supers
it's not,
are even more
It's
same.
Not in English, though. Of course. It's
that's
Japanese.
Fine.
You'll have to read.
That's fine.
Or, since you understand Japanese
now. I'll be like, hi, wakari mashita.
Wakari mashita.
I'll just keep saying that over and over again. Ah, wakari, wakari, hi.
Wakaru.
Wakaru no go.
Wakaru no go.
Wakaru no go. Hikaru no go. No go.
Super Saiyan Blue. So to give a sense of how strong Frieza is.
Yeah.
When in the fight against Super Saiyan 1 Goku.
Yeah.
Perfect Frieza had done no training and was just that powerful by gift.
But Gohan beat
Frieza was already super powerful then. Yeah. He had already done his training.
No, Frieza had not trained. He was special.
What?
He was gifted.
Is that what they said?
That's what Frieza is, yeah.
Oh.
So once Frieza
He was
got
trained
out,
by Professor Xavier.
Once Frieza escaped hell.
School of the Gifted.
No, but the original one though, hasn't he already been trained before?
No, Frieza's a prodigy.
Oh, I see.
So
just like Gohan.
So when the Dragon Balls were used to wish Frieza back to life.
Yeah.
Who did that?
What? Frieza's henchmen.
Oh.
Because they learned about the Dragon Balls because of what's his face and Shoma. Yeah.
I see.
It's true.
Oh man.
So yeah, Frieza comes back to life and he's like, I'm gonna train, right?
So he finally trains.
Decides to train, becomes
the most powerful.
No, he unlocks his
potential,
his new form.
He unlocks the 13 gates
in Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F,
yeah.
The movie after Battle of Gods.
Yeah,
Golden Frieza.
Okay, golden purple, yeah. Right?
Golden purple.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Frieza.
He in the 6 months of his training, he's as strong as Super Saiyan Blue.
Do they call him Super Saiyan Owl?
Owl? No, Super Saiyan Blue.
They got to say Super Saiyan Blue.
Super Saiyajin Blue.
Yeah, Blue. SSJ. SSJ
Blue. They don't say Owl.
Owl?
Yeah.
Because it's blue.
No, Exorcisto.
Because
no.
It doesn't hurt.
It's just blue.
Just blue.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see the more of it. Actually, Emma really loves Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
Or Dragon Ball Super.
Is she going to go into karate?
What?
No.
Karate?
Actually, Zoe was watching Attack on Titan with me. I shouldn't have done it.
Yikes. Did you finish?
I have to watch the new episode still.
Ellie hasn't watched
it. Is it good?
Oh, Ellie hasn't watched in a while.
I need to watch it. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's amazing. You should watch. If you don't watch Attack on Titan... If you don't watch any anime at all, you should just watch Attack on Titan and just
unless you can't take gore.
Well, it's not gore.
Yeah.
It's just people that are inside out. It's fine.
I don't think so.
Just intestines being ripped down to people's bodies and stuff. You know, that's how it is.
It's a mecha.
It's
no,
a
they're flesh not. Mech. They're not mechs.
Yes, it is. It's flesh mecha. Yeah, it's flesh mecha.
Flecka.
Flecka.
No, it's actually Flame of Recca. Basically, it's Evangelion, right?
Flame of Recca. Holy crap! Have you watched that, Darian?
No.
I told you to watch it because it's the archetype of every shonen.
I've read half.
I've read like a quarter. Every of it. Anime that you'll ever watch is Flame of Recca. But it
ends prematurely.
It does premature,
and like
ejaculation.
The manga is the masterpiece.
It is the masterpiece,
and the art progression is very good.
Oh yeah.
It's speaking amazing. Of which, is there any way we can watch Ronin Warriors?
You have to find it.
Ronin Warriors?
Ronin Warriors.
How do you spell that?
It's spelt like it said. R-O-N-I-N?
Yeah. Ronin Warriors basically is like a senshi, basically, for boys. Yeah. They're warriors. They're samurai warriors.
It was about the time as Saint Sailor Seiya. Moon.
Sailor Moon. At the same time, yeah.
There's no legal streaming sources.
No.
So, no, I want to buy it. I can't even buy it. Find it on Amazon.
Is it on iTunes?
No, it's not.
Probably not.
You know what? I think it's probably a defunct.
Is it like a? Is it like Power Rangers, but didn't do well?
You know, Anime Strike.
No idea.
It's Amazon's anime exclusive streaming service.
Do they have anything good?
It's apparently not good, and it's US only.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so why are we talking about it?
Because
Amazon supposed to be the answer to everything.
Yeah, but not this time.
No, not this time. Hopefully.
But there hopefully is a new
Okay, look, I found one.
Cool. Site.
What's it called?
Ronin Warriors Complete Collection. $700.
What? Oh my god.
Highdive.com.
Highdive.com.
Yeah. It's Sentai Filmworks' streaming service, I guess. That's pretty cool. Or streaming partner.
Which but they don't have this.
They used to be with the Anime Network.
Oh, yeah.
But the Anime Network is shutting down. Is
Funimation?
I don't know. No. They're separate. They were Sentai's streaming service.
Yeah.
But now
they're
closing that down and moving and becoming High Dive.
Oh, I see.
And it has a lot of
dubbed.
A lot of dub series.
I have a feeling now there's going to be a lot of companies out there that's going to be just that much more more involved with the people who actually watch anime.
With the international consumer?
With everybody. So I think that's going to be great.
Yeah. But I mean, we are in North America.
Yeah.
Where
we're most very privileged. We're actually very lucky to have so many streaming sites and services.
Well, even back then, we were very lucky to have people that cared enough to translate.
Well, yeah. Actually, without those people. Those people who did that in the beginning
now have jobs.
Run those portions, right?
Possibly.
They
probably picked up a bunch for Crunchyroll because Crunchyroll has a huge team of localizers, right?
No.
Don't they?
Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
A while ago, laid off like a ton of people.
Wow. Like okay.
What's this?
Like a.
I don't even know.
What is that?
They laid off a lot of people.
Okay.
And they also did something with their video player.
Oh.
Okay. Where the videos play at a lower bit rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the quality is bad.
I'm talking about the translate speed.
Well, so now what happened was they lowered the bit rate for videos that aren't new. So I think in the first 24 hours, the 1080p streams are
high definition, yeah.
Yeah, and then after the 24 hours or whatever,
it's gone.
It goes down to whatever low bit rate. So the quality's lower, and that's to save, what is that?
Bandwidth?
Bandwidth, is that right? So they save bandwidth, they're saving money.
Yeah.
But now, like, majority of the videos on the site is lower bit rate.
Oh, I see.
Okay, wait, can you explain bit rate and what that means with streaming versus something like Blu-ray?
So bitrate is just the transfer of bits, and the higher the bitrate, the more quality it is. So for example, and anyone that's streamed ever, if you stream at 1080p 60fps at a bitrate of 3500, which is the standard, then it'll be 3500 kilobits, 3.5 million bits per second is getting sent to be able to encode, process, everything like that. into a stream that has both audio and visual. And so generally when you're saving money, you lower
those bits.
Yeah, when you have lower, it'll be a lower quality.
So is that what, 1200 megabits, something like that?
Yeah, so you can still have the same resolution, but that's when you start seeing the pixelation and like the little squares showing up on the screen. Yeah, exactly.
So 1080p streams aren't as good as Blu-ray.
No, definitely not. Blu-ray. So 1080p Blu-ray generally streams at around 50,000 kilobits per second. And regular streams on YouTube are even like 15,000. Yeah. So it's a seriously degraded time. Right.
But they're saving money.
And so yeah, Crunchyroll's saving money. But then they also laid off a lot of people.
And those lot of people were the ones doing the translation.
I think so.
Yeah. Something like that. Do they have why would they do that?
I don't know. A lot of people are unhappy with it. Now it's like, sure, we have legal streams, but the videos that you can torrent for free
are
higher quality than something that you pay for.
So everyone's just going to go back to torrent.
Everyone should be.
But people still pay Crunchyroll because it's easily accessible.
You know what though? I remember when I was torrenting, when I first started torrenting and learning what it was fun at the beginning, and then it just became a hassle every week. Work. Because it was like, okay, what day is it today?
Yeah.
The new one just aired, and now I'm looking. I'm pretending to look at my watch, by the way. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm going, when am I going? Yeah. When does the translation actually come out? Sometimes it comes out the next day.
Yep.
Sometimes it comes out the next week. You know, and then you're waiting for that, and you're watching RSS feeds. And
it was rough watching Naruto once a week.
Oh yeah, it was brutal.
I kept up with it for a little bit, and then I
kept up with it.
I downloaded all the way up to Shippuden,
and then
I did like two or three or four episodes of Shippuden, and I stopped.
I just stopped downloading.
I kept going for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So you probably continued as I stopped Shippuden,
and then I got tired of waiting, and I just started reading it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, either way.
But yeah, so
Are we looking at less releases from Crunchyroll?
No.
So how are they going to keep it up with their release?
What it is they're moving their, what I've heard is the beta. They're in the beta for HTML5 videos, because right now they're completely Flash-based.
Oh, I see.
Crunchyroll is all Flash.
What? All Flash-based? Yeah. So what does that... But it still doesn't make any sense to me for them to lay off people and then not have, you know...
And that's why a lot of people are unhappy.
Okay.
Because it's not making sense.
Is it maybe HTML video is much easier than...
Maybe.
Than Flash video. If it were
HTML5, I can picture in picture on my MacBook.
That's pretty cool. Well, hopefully it's a good direction for Crunchyroll.
Maybe we'll just move to Japan when we all learn Japanese from Duolingo.
Well, you know what? I've seen a couple of videos. Don't move to Japan.
But I want to live in a tiny, tiny home. And we'll become Japanese nationals, and then we'll repopulate the nation.
No.
What do you mean? They're in a downward spiral.
You better have a few million dollars saved up.
A few million yen saved up.
A few million yen. Yeah.
I think a few of us have a few million yen.
Hey Siri, how much is 1 million yen in Canadian dollar?
1 million Japanese yen is $11,909.
See? No problem.
Yeah.
It's more than enough.
Oh my gosh.
I'll have a living wage there.
It's like game over. No. I don't do it. If you do know anything about Japanese culture, you would die.
All right, we'll just move to the Congo.
No, just move to the Philippines and you'll live like a Don.
A Don Juan Julio.
Don Julio.
Don Juan.
All right. I think that's it, gentlemen.
I think that was great.
It's a fun trip in Mexico and good conversation this time. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in or downloading us wherever you're downloading us. You can find us on iTunes and you find us on Google Play Music. Find us on Spreaker.com as well and YouTube. Follow us on our socials, because I'm
I update the socials for Twitter and the, I believe, the Snapchat as well. So I do that. Thanks again to our sponsors, Mom and Dad. Thank you for the burgers today.
Oh, yeah.
Darian, thank you for the laptop. The ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake. And the Gatorade, because I'm stealing a bottle.
And, are you? And thanks again to our perennial sponsor, NatalineDesigns.com. That's NATALINE Designs with an S.com. If you want your internet... I'm sorry.
Presence known.
There you go. There you go. Your internet presence updated and upgraded. Hit her up, and she can help you redesign and rebrand your website and everything else. So give her a shout. NatalineDesigns.com. We do this every 2 weeks. We will see you in a couple of weeks from now, which is probably going to be July 10th. Start a stampede. Thank you very much for hanging tight and hanging on for since our last podcast about a month ago. We have been on hiatus and just recharging and rejuvenating.
We should be good for a while.
Oh yeah, for quite a while. So if you have any questions, hit us up on all of our social media, on Facebook and on Gmail, actually, imbangium@gmail.com if you want to. And I think that's a bit about it, gentlemen.
Alrighty.
Anything else? I don't think so.
I think we're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great 2 weeks, and keep an eye out on the internet, and we will see you again soon. This is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of
The Imbangium Podcast.
Yes.